Right, good morning, everybody. If you're visiting us this morning, I hope you find peace and friendship with us. And please join us for tea and coffee through in the hall when there'll be a light lunch for sale. A special welcome to all the kids from the Holiday Club. They've had great fun this week. And there was some older people joined them on Wednesday, and they all had a good time, I think. And a special welcome to Oliver's family. And I wish we could see the church as busy as this every week. If you would all like to come back next Sunday, it'd be great. We'll meet for prayers in the church on Tuesday and Thursday this week. But we always pray for a street in the village. And this week it will be for the folks in Blinkbonnie. Can you please also hold in your prayers the Church of Scotland Special Commission and Radical Action Plan teams? There's going to be a few changes in the Church of Scotland over the next few years, so if you keep the teams in your prayers. The Paterson Church Coffee Mornings every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in the Church Hall. Hope Cafe is in the Church Hall on Thursday the 22nd of August, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then Hope Cafe 2 on Thursday the 29th of August, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The next Guild Craft Night's tomorrow night, the 12th of August at 7:30, and you're welcome to come along and join us. The book group meet on Sunday the 18th of August, and the book for this month is A Street Cat Named Bob by James Bowen. Articles for the Next Link magazine have to be with Avro for the 18th of August. The Guild trip is going to St Andrews on Saturday the 7th of September, and if you haven't paid and given Joyce your choice of menu, could you do it as soon as possible, please? The Upper Room daily reading books are available in the vestibule at £2 each. If anyone's willing to help again with a wee work party, if you could speak to Bob at the end of the service today so that he can try and organise a suitable date. We've found a ring in the hall on the stage, so if anybody's lost their ring, if you come and get me. It's real, actually, fits my pinky quite nicely, so nobody claims it. If you know of anybody who's ill and in hospital or celebrating a happy occasion, if you could please let us know and we'll send flowers or visit. Stuart, I'm surprised you survived last week.
We gather in awe, standing in the presence of God, who made the stars, the mountains, the seas. We gather in faith, trusting that God, who has held little children, holds our life in the heart of God. We gather in need, seeking the God who longs for justice for each and every person in creation.
Thanks, Cameron. Good morning. But stand as we're able and sing together, give me oil in my lamp.
Thank you.
pretty poor. There's lots of you here and the singing was terrible. So we'll have to improve on that. And if not, I'll just keep playing again, won't I? Because that's how it works. So we'll just keep singing. We'll be here all day until you put some effort into it. Anyway, let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, you stirred the dust and made us for service. You breathed into our lungs so that we could share your good news. You shape our hearts with the tools of compassion so that we will look for justice for everyone. And so we thank you, God, for these gifts. In the hospitality of Zacchaeus, we see your openness to people who are different. In the grumbling of his neighbours, we hear the echoes of our own prejudice and fears. In his transformation into a new person, we see your grace, which is for us. And so we thank you. You cradle us in the peace of rest at night. You awaken us to the light of dawn. And with the warmth of your gentleness, you walk with us every day, nudging us to be that blessing we're called to be to others. And so we thank you. God and community, Holy One, we lift our thanks to you even as we pray in the words that Jesus taught us, saying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're going to hear the story of Zacchaeus now, and Lily's going to read for us today.
Then Jesus entered and walked through Jericho. There was a man there, his name Zacchaeus, the head tax man and quite rich. He wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man and couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran on ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus when he came by. When Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home." Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus home with him. Everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped. "What business does he have getting cosy with this crook?" Zacchaeus just stood there a little stunned. He stammered apologetically, "Master, I give half my income to the poor, and if I'm caught cheating, I pay 4 times the damages." Jesus said, "Today is salvation day in this home. Here he is, Zacchaeus, son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost."
Thanks, Lily. The Gospel tells us that Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan. And as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens break open, and the Spirit descended on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven and said, "You are my beloved Son, and in you I take delight." Jesus himself, full of the authority of heaven and earth, has been said, full of thought, sorry, Jesus said, because if I don't say that bit, this sounds really weird. Jesus said, "Full authority in heaven and on earth has been committed to me," him, not me. "Therefore, go and make all nations my disciples and baptize them in my name and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe everything I've commanded you, because I will be with you even to the end of time." And on the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus the Messiah. Then your sins will be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you and to your children, to those of you who are near and those of you who are far away, so that you can call on the Lord forevermore." So when Jesus went to the Jordan, John baptized him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he was baptized completely through dying and rising again. Our baptism is a sign of our dying to sin and rising to new life in Christ. It is Christ himself who baptizes us. By the Spirit of Pentecost, he makes us members of his body, the church, and he calls each one of us to share in the ministry of the world. By water and the Holy Spirit, God claims us to be his own. He washes us from sin and sets us free from the power of death. So in this sacrament, the love of God is offered to each and every one of us. And though we can't always understand or explain it, we're called to accept it in love, with the openness and trust of a little child. In baptism, Oliver is assured that the love of God is for him, and that the sign and seal of the Holy Spirit is placed upon him. So I'd ask Jennifer and Ross to please stand. In presenting your child for baptism, declaring that he may be grafted into Christ as a member of his body, the church, do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the maker of heaven and earth, giver of life, and redeemer of the world? The congregation, please stand. For thousands of years, people have gathered together to witness such acts, and as we do so, we confess our own faith together. So we join in the words of the Apostles' Creed as our conscience allows, and we say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let's join together in prayer. We give you thanks, gracious God, for your gifts of water and the Holy Spirit. In the very beginning, you moved over the waters and you brought life and light to a formless waste. By the waters of the flood, you cleansed the world and made with Noah and his family a new beginning for all people. In the time of Moses, you led the people out of slavery and through the waters of the sea, making a covenant with them in a new land. And at the appointed time in the waters of the Jordan, Jesus was baptized by John, and you sent your Spirit upon him. And now, by the baptism and of his death and resurrection, Christ sets us free from sin and death and opens for us the way to eternal life. So we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit upon this water and upon Oliver, that being buried with Christ in baptism, he may rise to newness of life, and being born anew of the water and the Holy Spirit may remain forever in the number of your faithful children, through Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory now and forever. Amen. Would you please stand? Bring Oliver forward. Would the godparents like to come and join us? To turn and face the mob. Oliver, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered the darkness of Calvary and cried out at the last, "It is accomplished." For you, he triumphed over death and rose to newness in life. And for you, he ascended to reign at God's right hand. All this he did for you, Oliver, even though you don't know it yet. And so the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. Sound asleep. I'm sorry. Oliver G. William, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and for all of your life. Amen. Let's stand and sing together. The Lord bless you and keep you. Like this all the time. Maybe just keep them. Oliver, you are now baptized into Jesus Christ. We receive you and welcome you as a member of the church, the one holy and Catholic church. I'm going to give you back to your mum though. Is that all right? Yeah. Where do you want it?
There yeah.
Boy. From this day, Oliver, you will always be at home in this, the Christian community. There will always be a place for you here. So we ask that you tell him of his baptism and of the treasure that he has been given today, that so he might know that he is baptized. And as he grows, make his own response in faith and love. And in due time, come to share in communion of the body and blood of Christ. And so I ask you, Jennifer and Ross, do you promise, depending on the grace of God, to teach Oliver the truths and duties of the Christian faith, and by prayer and example, to bring him up in the life and worship of the church?
Thank you.
And to you, Oliver's godparents, do you promise to love and support Oliver and his family, and to help and encourage them as you are able? And to you, the congregation, would you please stand? All of you who are gathered here today represent the whole of the church worldwide, the church universal. And so, there's a promise for you. Do you accept your responsibility as Christ's people in this place? Do you welcome Oliver and renew your commitment with God's help to live before all God's children in a kindly and Christian way, and to share with them your knowledge and love of Jesus Christ? Are you sure? Because you don't sound sure. You want to try that again? Thank you. Let's join together in prayer. God of love, we rejoice again to receive your grace and word and sacrament. We've heard your call and been made new by your Spirit. Guard and guide Oliver all of his days. May your love hold him, your truth guide him, and your joy delight him. Bless his parents that he may grow up in a secure and happy home. Give to his family wisdom and courage, laughter and peace, and a love that endures all things. God of grace, in whose church there is one Lord, one faith and one baptism, help us to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to profess with our whole lives the one true faith, and to live in unity and love with all those who are baptized in his name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns and is worshipped and glorified with you, the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forevermore. Amen. Please be seated. So, we're going to sing, right? And we're actually all going to sing this time because we're going to sing a round. Do you know what a round is? Yeah, so one half's going to sing one bit and the other half's going to sing the other bit. And it's really easy. We're going to sing Seek Ye First, which I hope most of you know. So we'll sing the verse. So this, I think this side can start with the verse, right? And then when they're finished the verse, they'll sing Alleluia five times and you sing the verse, right? Okay? And then the slide will change and that will confuse you, right? Because they need to sing the next verse, but you sing the Alleluias, right? It's dead easy. But like all things in Holiday Club Week, it's a competition, right? This isn't just, you know, for fun. And May's not allowed, well, May'll try and win. May's the most competitive person in the world, right? Okay, so you've got a big job in your hands if you're going to beat the kids. Okay, so let's have a go. Right, so we'll treat that as a warm-up. I'm thinking the kids' side won that. There's points. See, I should have told you that at the beginning. There's prizes as well. I wonder if we've all heard of Zacchaeus and his tree. It's one of those songs you sing when you're a wee person, isn't it? And that's probably the last time we ever thought about him. Zacchaeus climbing up his tree so that he could see Jesus coming along because he was a wee guy. And we all know about wee guys, don't we? Bill's not here today, it's okay. We'll tell him though. It's all right. And Jesus comes along and he sees Zacchaeus in the tree and he says, "Zacchaeus, come down. I want to come to your house for my dinner." But that's only half the story, isn't it? So let's try and look at the story with a wee bit of fresh eyes. Jesus is in Jericho. Oh, it's not that bad, is it? Oh dear. Give that man a Haribo. That's what he needs. He needs some Haribos in his life. Jesus is in Jericho. He's nearly at Jerusalem. It's just the road, but he's not there yet. And he meets Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is rich. He's really rich. You don't have to take him away. Honest. It's all right. Zacchaeus is really rich because he's a tax collector. And in those days, everybody hated the tax collectors. Now, that would never happen these days, would it? Everybody loves HMRC, don't they? In those days, though, it was even worse because the Romans were the ones that did the taxing. And the people who worked for them, the tax collectors, were collaborators. They were siding with the enemy because the Romans had invaded and they were in charge. So everybody hated the tax collectors, and they hated them even more because they used to steal from the people. Your tax was based on how much stuff you had, what your property was worth and all that. And they would overestimate the value of things so that they could tax you even more, and they would keep the difference. And so people really hated them. So Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector, so you can imagine how much people liked him. Nobody liked him. And so perhaps he climbed his tree because nobody liked him and nobody wanted to talk to him. And nobody was going to let this wee guy into the front so that he could see Jesus. So the only thing he could do was climb up his tree. So he climbs up a tree and he's watching and he sees Jesus, and Jesus sees him. Jesus sees him. Along he comes, and there's loads of people there, and they're all watching, lining the road, and all that kind of stuff. And Jesus looks up into the tree and sees Zacchaeus. And he stops. And he looks up and he speaks to him. Wonder if you can imagine the conversation. Hey, Zacchaeus, what are you doing up there? Well, I'm kind of hiding, I suppose. It's not very comfortable. But if I hadn't come up here, then I wouldn't have been able to see you. That lot don't like me. So I come here up a lot so I can see people coming and going. It's good to see from here who's not paid their tax, who's hiding, who's pretending to be on holiday. But today I could see you. But don't you feel trapped up there, Zacchaeus? Same routine, same chasing people, the same reaction from everybody. You know that they all know that you're up the tree, don't you? You know that they walk past and they laugh at you. Do you never like to climb down the tree and break out of the trap that you've put yourself in? But then you know where you are when things are the same all the time, don't you? You know what's going on. You know how to behave and what's expected of you. And even though nobody likes him, he still knows how to work that out. And besides, he's rich. Who needs pals when you're rich? But what if he came down? What if he came down out the tree? Would things be different? I wonder if he could imagine things being different. And perhaps that's the problem. We don't imagine that our lives can be different, do we? Same tree all the time. Same prejudice, same people walking past every day, same people that like you, same people that don't. But perhaps if Zacchaeus comes down out the tree, things might be different. And so Jesus dares him, doesn't he? Come down out the tree. I'm coming to your house for my dinner. You can't hide up there forever. And he does. He comes down. Zacchaeus comes down out of the tree. And that's where our Sunday school song ends, isn't it? But it's not the end of the story, because Zacchaeus does something really quite strange. Look, Lord, here and now I'll give half my possessions to the poor. And if I've ever cheated anybody, and he has, a lot, I'll pay them back four times. And nobody was expecting that, were they? I'll pay you back four times. This isn't a story about a wee guy that climbs a tree. It's a story about someone who changes completely when he's given a chance. Jesus sees Zacchaeus. And I don't mean that he notices him up a tree. He actually sees him. Sees him for who he is and who he could be. He knows that he's a liar and a cheat. But then Zacchaeus knows that he's a liar and a cheat as well, doesn't he? But Jesus, unlike everyone else, can see what he might be, that he could be different. And so he invites himself for tea. And Zacchaeus is changed. But do you ever wonder what all the people standing around thought? Because there was loads of them. You're going where? You're going to his house. No, nobody goes to his house. He's a tax man. Everybody hates him. He's a liar and a cheat, and he's stolen all our money. What are you doing going with him? But Jesus does anyway. Jesus goes anyway. And because he does, because he takes a chance, Zacchaeus is changed. And everybody else's life has changed too, hasn't it? They get all the money that they've been cheated out of back four times because Jesus takes a chance on Zacchaeus. Wonder if we're willing to take a chance on folk. Wonder if we're willing to take a chance on the people that nobody talks to. The people that we don't like. The people we know are liars and cheats and thieves. Because I wonder if that's the only way that people change, when other people take a chance on them. Jesus says to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house, not just because Jesus went for tea, but because Zacchaeus was changed. He was different. Leo Tolstoy, do you know who he is? You all read his books? He wrote War and Peace. It's about this size. It's a proper book. He said this: everyone thinks about changing the world and nobody thinks about changing themselves. Everybody thinks about changing the world but nobody thinks about changing themselves. Obviously he said that in Russian. But that doesn't make him wrong, does it? The lost are out there in the world. They're maybe hiding up a tree somewhere, but in all kinds of places. And they're looking for our help. Just like Zacchaeus was looking for someone to help him. I wonder if we'll tuck and whisper and shuffle on by, or perhaps, just perhaps, we might invite them in for tea. Amen. So we're going to sing again, and you need to stay sitting down for some of this, okay, but not all of it, okay? So Harris, can you put the words up, please? So we're going to sing Thank You Lord for This Fine Day, and that's the verse, okay? And then can you bump it onto the chorus? Right, so Alleluia, Praise the Lord is a side each. Right, so it's... Right, you can go Alleluia, right? So it's just Alleluia, Praise the Lord, Alleluia, right? But you need to stand up when you say Alleluia, okay? And you need to do it really, really, not stand up loud, but you need to sing loud, okay? Because they're going to sing loud, okay? So Alleluia, Praise the Lord, okay? Yeah? Right, okay, right, let's go. Back to the beginning, Harris. Thank you. That's a definite improvement. Right, so we do this thing every year called Holiday Club, and the kids come along and it's an absolute riot, and then on a Sunday we try and do a bit of it in church. So that's why we're doing all these crazy action songs and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to play some games, and some of you are going to get involved in that, whether you like it or not. We're going to start off. This became a firm favourite, and it's a kind of challenge game. No. We're doing cups first. Right. Points for cups. Okay. Well, we're in two rows, so we'll just do the two rows. Right. Okay. So two rows. So can this row come out and stand on this side? Right, you come quick. And the other row, this side. Right. Right. Get the cup. There's a cup. Right, so I'm going to move the furniture a bit so you can see. Right, if you're not playing, can you sit down? So the first two, so Emma and Lily, up you come. Right, so this is a really simple game, okay? And pay attention because it might be you next. Okay, so the idea of this, it's based on head, shoulders, knees and toes, right? And I'm just going to shout head, shoulders, knees and toes, but at some point I'm going to shout cup. Okay, and the first person to grab the cup wins. Okay, it's dead easy. Right, ready? Head, shoulders, knees, toes, head, knees, shoulders, cup. Point for Lily. Next. This is one of those winner stays on games. Right? Oh, we'll give everybody a shot. So next up, who's up? Up you come. Now, see, you would think this is a mismatch, but it's not. He's closer to the cup. Okay, you ready? Head, shoulders, knees, shoulders, head, shoulders, knees, toes, knees, cup. Well done. So the moral of that story is you don't stand too far away from the cup. Right, who's next? Quick, up you come. Who's next? Oh, grudge match. Right, ready? Head, cup. Next, who's keeping count? Remember if you won, because there's three teams, two, it's really complicated. You ready? Ready? Head, shoulders, knees, head, toes, head, shoulders, cup. Fun, Harry. Good work. Next. Whoa. Right. Ready? Slips up now. Do you want to warm up? You all right? You ready? You ready? Head, shoulders, knees. Head, shoulders, knees. Stand up. Stand up straight. None of this bending down nonsense. Toes, head, toes, head, toes, toes, head, toes, head, cup. Who's next? You've been practicing? Of course. Okay, Morgan's good at this. Right, ready? Look at her looking at the cup, staring it out. Ready? Head, shoulders, head, shoulders, head, shoulders, knees, toes. If you grab the cup before I say cup, you're out. I said cup twice now. It was a trick. Well done. Who's next? Sorry, Morgan. Head, knees, head, shoulders, toes, knees, head, shoulders, knees, cup. Well done, Blake. Who's next? That's amazing. Ready? Head, shoulders, knees, head, cup. Oh, good work. That was lightning. Who's next? Mara and Samuel. Come on, Mara. I won the last time. I'm liking the alternative arrangements for rain. Right, so you've got your wellies on, you've got no shoes on at all. That's brilliant. Right, you need to stand in a bit, you won't be able to reach. And a wee bit. And a wee bit. And a wee bit. Right, you ready? Head, shoulders, head, knees, head, knees, cup. Anybody else want to go? Come on then. We need somebody to play. Fiona's taking on the challenge. Right. Let me come. What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob. Right. This is Fiona's.
Hi, Jacob.
This is Fiona and she's really competitive, right? So she's not going to let you win. You're going to have to earn it. Right, you ready? Head, knees, toes. Head, knees, toes, shoulders. Brilliant. Fantastic. We're going to take the offering now. So every week we pass round bags, and the money that we collect is to help the work of the church, but it's also to help the work of the church in the world. And it's not a compulsory round. So if you're a visitor with us, it's entirely up to you whether or not you put money in the bag or not. It's up to you. If you feel you want to, then that's brilliant. If you feel you don't, then that's brilliant as well. We're glad you're here, and that's the most important thing. So we'll take our offering now.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please be upstanding? Let's join together in prayer. Loving God, we dare to dream that we could be your disciples, you in the way of truth and life. So we pray that we might have the determination and the grace to serve you, and the gratitude to live together as forgiven people. Amen. Please be seated. So, we've got some new furniture. Our theme this week has been circus, hence the big tent. And we've got some circus games. And so for the next few minutes, what we'd like you to do is to come and play. Okay, all of you. Maybe not all of you, because we'll be here for an hour. Some of you, certainly the kids. And if you all want to go and get somebody, okay, it'd be nice to invite some of our visitors to join in as well. we've got various things. You can't see. You can't see over in the transept over here is a paddling pool that has ducks in it that need hooked. Okay? We've got a tin can throw here. Watch the candles. Please. We've got some hoopla over here. Okay? I've been asked to tell you, when you come over here, notice that there's lots of empty bottles, that none of these were consumed by the staff. They were donated by the back road. Honest. And up here we've got jars that you've got to throw ping pong balls into. So, fire in and come and have some fun for a minute. Join in and see what the kids have been up to. Okay, you've got 1 minute just now. All of these, we'll leave all of these out, look after the service. So if you want to keep... Shh. Grown-ups. Right, so we'll leave all the games out. So after the service, if you want to have a shot, we'll leave them all out. But we need to play a game. We need to play a team game. So I need the three teams. So all the clowns over here in this aisle. Clowns over there. Acrobats here in the middle. And the ringmasters over at this side. Right, clowns, acrobats, ringmasters. Okay, clowns in the aisle, Make some space. Acrobats in the middle aisle. Ringmasters here. Right. Too much talking. How on earth are you going to know what's happening? Right. So I need all of the boys and girls to listen, because you won't know what's happening. Right. Not got much time. I want you all to get an adult. Right. Go and get an adult. But they have to fit through a hula hoop. Right. That's your only criteria. Everybody go and get an adult. Hello. Go and get an adult. Go and get an adult. Go and get an adult. Get an adult. Hurry up! Hurry up! Hurry up! Okay. Make a line in your aisle. Make a line in your aisle. Pay attention. Hey guys, do you want to move up a bit? It's really easy. You all need to join hands so you can train. Right, so you'll need to join hands so you make a big chain. Move up. Move up. Move up. Move up. Move up. Move up. Move up.
A big chain.
Big chain. One big long chain. Right. You need to listen. You need to listen. Shh. So some of the boys and girls will have played this before, some of the grown-ups might not have played this before. Basically, all you have to do is get the hula hoop from the front to the back without letting go. Okay, so you can't let go of the person next to you. So you have to put the hula hoop over you and pass it up the chain. And no cheating. Ready? And you need to cheer for your teams. Ready? Steady? Go! Bit of cheering. That was great. No points for anyone because you all cheated. Well done. Go and sit down. Absolute outrage. We're going to sing a song in a minute, which is a Holiday Club song. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, shh, shh, shh. It's like herding cats, and that's not the kids. So, one of the best bits of Holiday Club is that we have a joke box, right? And the children, apart from Sarah, are allowed to put jokes in the joke box, and Sarah's not allowed because, well, actually, I think Sarah's jokes are really funny, but nobody else does, right? And I'm not allowed because my jokes are rubbish. But there's a problem with the joke box. I took all the jokes home to get all the best ones, and I've left them at home. So I need some jokes. Does anybody remember any of their best jokes? Morgan. Morgan, up you come. Tell us your joke. Hurry up. One of yours was brilliant, so you can come as well. I can remember yours, Harris. Harris actually has the best jokes in the world, but he's up the back working the PowerPoint. Up you come. And they can't be rude.
Well, I don't have any
then. Right, shh.
One.
Anyone, you choose.
Why do squirrels swim on their backs?
Why do
Why do squirrels swim on
their
backs?
Why do squirrels swim on their backs? Do you know this? No. Why do squirrels swim? Why do they swim on their backs, Morgan?
To keep their nuts dry.
To keep their nuts dry. Right. So, a bit of context here. Morgan's mum and dad aren't here today. But their grand's just disappeared underneath the chair. Emma.
I was at the bank the other day and an old woman told me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Mara? Can't remember? You can't reach. There you go. Nice and loud.
What did the 8 say to the 0?
What did the 8 say to the 0?
What did the 0 say to the 8?
What did the 0 say to the 8? Don't know.
Nice belt.
Very good.
Have you heard about the man who invented the knock-knock joke?
No, I haven't heard about the man that invented the knock-knock joke.
He won the Nobel Prize.
Oh, brilliant. This could go horribly wrong. Ali, come on then.
Why did the cow cross the road?
I don't know. Why did the cow cross the road?
To get to the movies.
Mira, and your mum's sitting there.
Do you want to hear the joke about pizza? Never mind, it's too cheesy.
Why did the cow want to go to outer space?
Say that again.
Why did the cow want to go to outer space?
Why did the cow want to go to... idea why the cow wanted to go to outer space?
Because it liked the moon.
Brilliant. Harris is up the back. Harris is a font of jokes. If you want, he could come and do like 20 minutes of stand-up. My favourite Harris joke for the week was, there's three fish in a tank, and one turns to the other two and says, how'd you drive this thing? Right, I need some people with signs. Come and get the signs for the song. So we've got a Holiday Club song. That's going to be our last song for today. They're up the back. They're on the chair here. Sarah, your starting part's been bumped. Your bit's been bumped, sorry. So, we sang this last year. So if you were here last year, then that'll be fine. The words are going to come up on the screen. But there's actions. Okay, so Donna and Yvonne are going to show you the actions. So there are different fruits in the actions, right? So the first fruit is a coconut. The first fruit's a coconut. What do we do for coconuts? We do coconuts. Okay, so we do this. We all do this. All of us do that. There we go. Right.
Banana.
Bananas are curvy. Banana.
Watermelon.
Right, so watermelons are big. But also in the song you have to say, watermelon. Okay.
Lemon.
Like, sour face. Cherries. Okay. You've got cherry. And then the last one is grapes. Okay, and grapes come in bunches, so we make a bunch. Okay. So, let's see what happens here.
The fruit of a spear is not a coconut. Fruit of a spear is not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a banana. The fruit of the spirit's not a banana. You wanna be a banana? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
spirit's not a watermelon. The fruit of the spirit's not a watermelon. You wanna be a watermelon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a lemon. The fruit of the spirit's not a lemon. If you wanna be a lemon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a cherry. The fruit of the spirit's not a cherry. If you wanna be a cherry, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Okay! Everybody knows that grapes come in bunches! So everybody get in big bunches! The fruit of the spirit's not a grape! The fruit of the spirit's not a grape! You wanna be a grape! You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. The fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
I still don't know the words to that. I always get mixed up at the end of the chorus. Who's the winner? Us. Who said us? May, do you know who the winner is? Uh-huh. Do you remember? The winners are the Ringmasters. And for your fabulous talent and really bad jokes, you get to be really proud. Well done. Normal service, or what counts as normal service around here, will be resumed next week. Let's stand for the blessing. From high places to low places, let us come down and plant our feet here on earth and journey with God. From the big vision, let us play our small part, moving our horizons from street corners to here. From blue sky thinking, let us find faith to live without fear of the clouds, rooted in our community here. The blessing of God Almighty be with each and every one of us this day and forevermore.